So, good evening, everyone. Hello. It's wonderful to see you. Wonderful to see you. Let's see who we haven't said hello yet to. Wolf, hello. Terry, hey. Good to see you. Hope you had some time to sleep after Shavuos. Ellis, hello. Jeanette, Tina, hello all. Wonderful to see you. Nathan, hello. I recognize you by the 3QZAGJ. Esther, hello. I hope you all had a great Shavuos. We had a wonderful, wonderful Chag in our Kehila. We had so much learning going on, and it was very, very, very dense and very packed. We all hope we hope you all had your good holiday wherever you were. So, without further notice, we will listen to today's song. And if you received our email, we said we're going to re-listen to one of the singers we've already brought in this program. We'll see if you remember if you participated in the first season of Song of the Week. We'll hear the song and then we'll talk and we'll explain the story, very interesting story behind this song. So, with no further notice, just make sure you are muted and that your speakers are on. If you hear me now, that means your speakers are on, which is really good. Just make sure you're all muted and we roll. Here we go.
חזר בתשובה ולומד עכשיו תורה ואיתו האישה והילדים ועברה לשנה שום דבר לא השתנה זו אותה מנגינה מספר סיפור אחר וחוזר ואומר שהלכת לי חבר זהו שיר אהבה אהבה עצובה שאני ואתה תמיד שרים וחלפה לה עוד שנה שום דבר לא השתנה זו אותה מנגינה והמילים אבל מספר סיפור אחר וחוזר ואומר שהלכת לי חבר זאת
Okay.
So, hello to all of you that joined us during the song. We will re-listen to the song at the end of the session as usual. Don't worry.
We want to start as usual to ask you if someone recognizes the singer, the song. You know about that a little bit? Terry?
No, it's Arik Einstein.
Oh, okay. At least we started with something. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Arik Einstein. Wonderful. You remember?
So young.
Very, very young. Kind of young, I think. From 1984. The song is from 1984. You recognize from what song we brought him? Do you remember when he was here in Song of the Week?
No.
No. He was the second song in the first season. Yeah, we brought him in the Convoy song. That was way before the Convoy Freedom, Freedom Convoy. There was a Convoy song. We brought him back then in March. So, Arik Einstein, maybe before this, we share the lyrics, because I think we're going to talk about the story.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just tell us what you think the song is talking about just from the face of Arik Einstein in the lyrics. Just, yeah, Terry.
No, I wanted to, well, he's obviously, his friend is Jose Betshuva. His friend is now studying Torah, and it seems like now we have a parting of the ways a little bit, because now there is a separation between him and obviously his old friend. I caught him saying Ani ve'ata. We're singing the same song, Ani ve'ata, and I'm thinking Ani ve'ata nishaneh at ha'olam is also
wonderful. Wow, what a wonderful comment. I don't think I was thinking about that. We'll share the lyrics and the picture. Thank you very much, Terry, for sharing this.
Maybe we can let them know why we decided to bring this.
Yeah, why we decided. Just to say the name of the song, maybe.
Who Chazar B'Tshuva, he became
observant. Yeah, that's the name of the song, lyrics and performance by the great Arik Einstein, melody by Shem Tov Levi. The song was released in 1984. We, in this new season of Song of the Week, that's our second song already out of three that we is from the early 80s, which is interesting to see why. Maybe next week we'll bring something more modern. But why did we choose to talk about the song?
So, 6 days ago, Uri Zohar.
Rabbi Uri Zohar.
Niftar.
Passed away.
And when we heard about that, we said, okay, next song we will bring something about him, because he was a really famous in the culture, in the Israeli culture. And we decided to bring this song because Arik Einstein was the best friend of Rabbi Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar, Rabbi Uri Zohar.
Depends what time in life. Just for you to see, Rabbi Uri Zohar just passed away just 6 days ago. This is Uri Zohar from his days when he was a very, very famous actor. And he was a comedy actor in many movies and shows in Israel. He was a true talent and an artist. Just for you to see a little bit of the pictures before we're going to go over here. Just for you to see over here, this is Arik Einstein and Uri Zohar when they're both starred in one of the most famous, ever famous Israeli movie. Probably some of you have seen it, called Metzitzim. That's the name of it. Maybe for some of you, it's talking about from dated back to the 70s, the early 70s in Israel. This is Arik Einstein in the movie Uri Zohar. This is Arik Einstein many years later, and this is Uri Zohar many years later, which is just fascinating to see the change that a person can go through. And we'll talk a little bit what caused this change of Uri Zohar and how exactly his life was split into two different parts or two different periods, and what exactly led him to this change, which is an amazing thing to think about. But we'll start maybe a little bit with some history about Uri Zohar. So Uri Zohar was born, Rabbi Uri Zohar was born in 4th of November 1935, passed away, as we said, last week. He was a great, great actor. He started his profession and his history dates all the way back to the 50s when he was a soldier in the Nachal band, Lehakat HaNachal, along with two great friends that you know. First of all, Arik Einstein over here on the top of the picture, which he's his good friend from many, many, many years later. And the one to write down the song about him after he became observant and to sing the song. This is Uri Zohar here on your right when he was there in the band. And on your left is Chaim Topol. Who knows who Chaim Topol is? Who's Chaim Topol? I see some people are nodding. Who's saying Chaim Topol is from? Known for?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof. That's Tuvia. That's Tevye the milkmaker. This is the Chaim Topol. They were all kind of in the same age. They all served together in the army. What used to be the future, maybe, I don't know, core of Israeli culture. That really, each and any one of them is became a huge superstar in his own field. Chaim Topol in Broadway and West End in London. Then in the movie 1971, the movie of Fiddler on the Roof. And later on again in Broadway when he starred Tuvia the Milkmaker in Fiddler on the Roof. Arik Einstein, an actor and a singer. Maybe number one singer in Israeli culture, probably.
Wow.
Probably, no, Arik Einstein.
Which one is Topol? Is he
on the left, right here, on the left. This is Chaim Topol. Who would believe? Who would believe? This is Tuvia. On the left. On the left is Chaim Topol. You know what? I also have this right here. Now you can see it. This is Chaim Topol over here. Arik Einstein is this fellow. Now they're like what? They're 20 years old, 19 years old. Think about it. And this is Uri Zohar. I apologize that I don't know who this fellow is. We tried to figure out who this fellow is, but unsuccessful, unfortunately. So this is where he started and he became famous. Now, the Nachal band was the number one band in the 50s. We need to understand it's a new country, a new Israel. And there's no really many bands or many musicians or many actors. We're just starting to turn on the culture, to try and form a culture in Israel. And they were the stars. They were known everywhere. They were soldiers. Later on, they formed another band. After they were all got released from the army, they formed a band called Batzal Yarok, which just means green onion in Hebrew. That was the name of the band. That was in the late 50s. Also over here, this is Uri Zohar. You can see over here, Chaim Topol. Again, they served together with some other girls. They had their shows, their band. They were successful all around Israel in the late 50s. And that is the starting when Uri Zohar started to become very, very famous. And later on, turned to be an actor in TV shows, in movies.
And also a stand-upist.
He was also a comedian, exactly. One of the first comedians in Israel. We'll see in a moment, we'll see one of the things that one of the scenes of him. But he's really, really well known for maybe one best thing. And this is, he was one of those who established the group called Lul. Has anyone heard about Lul in the 60s, 70s in Israel? Anyone? Anyone was in Israel in the 60s, 70s from here? So Lul was the most number one maybe throughout the years. Also until today, there are people still watching like a comedy group that performed, and they had their own kind of TV show. It was consisted of many, many people that are very famous. But you can see here Uri Zohar on the back. And this is Arik Einstein again. From the army together to Batzal Yarok, then to Lul. They They were very, very good friends, and Uri Zohar was, again, one of the most famous comedians. Yeah, in many movies. We'll talk about Metitzim in a second, but just for you to see, I'm not sure you're going to laugh about it. I translated one comedy scene from one of the shows of Lul. I'm not sure you're going to laugh. That's humor of Israel of the late 60s, maybe the beginning of the 70s. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll say about the background. That's just for you to put in mind. If you remember, Israel back then in the 70s, actually until the 90s, had only one channel on television.
I think that
Eurovision. Yeah, about the Eurovision. We talked about it. You're right, Priya. That we had only one, till the 90s, Israel had only one channel in television. You didn't have, obviously, any computers, any streaming kind of platforms. You wanted to watch TV, you wanted to watch your favorite soccer game, you could only tune in into that own very same TV channel. And sometimes they didn't want to put what you wanted to see. Even though you waited so much, you just has to see what they put in mind. So here is one of the famous, I would say, scenes where Uri Zohar is starring along with other people. It's a short clip. I hope you're going to laugh. Maybe not. Anyhow. This is Uri Zohar on the right, over here.
נותנים לי פעם בשבוע משחק השבוע, תני לי את 40 דקות האלה ואחרי זה אני שלה.
גם אני שלה.
אשתו, נותנים היום גמר הגביע האנגלי, מנצ'סטר יונייטד נגד ליברפול, תגיד לה.
מה היא מבינה? איך נכנס ביום שבת בובי צ'ארלטון?
לתוך ה-16 בין 42 בגילי, חותך מצד שמאל
Israeli. I don't know if you could understand, if you laughed from it, but again, Israeli humor, very, I don't know, maybe naive, maybe something so simple. Israeli humor back then in the 60s, late 60s, the beginning of the 70s, when you had only one channel on TV and this is what you could see. You want to talk a little bit about Metitzin before we move to his Chazar B'Tshuva?
We have time.
Yeah, we'll have time. So we'll just do it. We'll just do it fast. All right, so I'll do Metitzim, no problem. So Metitzim, one of the most famous movies that Uri Zohar was—he was a director and he starred this movie. Also, co-starred with Arik Einstein over here. This is Uri Zohar again. We're talking about, I think, 1973, 1974, something like that. talking about Israel, the secular Israel, Tel Aviv, on the beach, with everything that is going on. It's a very interesting cultural movie, in a sense that many people say that because of some politically correct changes in culture today, these days, this movie would never be allowed or permitted to be broadcasted. You can still find it online if you want to. Uli Zohar played himself, kind of, with Arik Einstein, who also played himself. And they had their own group in Tel Aviv that would come almost every day to the sea. And they would be there with their girls and with other people. And they would beat some young kids. And you could see, like, really Tel Aviv. It's very difficult to explain what exactly that is because it's very strange. But it was one of the most successful movies in Israel. For sure, back in the 70s, 80s, and all the way until today, one of the masterpieces of Israeli films called Metzitzim. So Uri Zohar was the star of it, and he became, every house in Israel knew who Uri Zohar was. And then there was something that's also another scene in Uri Zohar as well. And then something happened. Something very interesting happened in the late 1977. There was, in one of the, you want to talk about it?
Maybe.
Yeah, let's do that.
I just want to...
What does Metzitzim mean, Terry asks? How do you say, like to sneak a little, like to peek or to sneak into something, like to what, to look into.
To look, but
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, look. Exactly.
So in the 17th and 18th in Israel, after Yom Kippur war and after the Six-Day war, something happened in Israel with people started to ask questions about life and about themselves and about what I want in my life and what is my mission and all of that. And people started to become
chozrim b'tshuva. Observant.
Observant. And it was something, a really big movement of people, of Israeli people, after the army and after that they made Aliyah from USA. A lot of people just decided that they want to be more religious and more...
Observant.
And I think that when Uri Zohar decided to do that, he started step by step, not something really changed.
Like you can see here, yeah.
Yeah,
this is from, just to see, this is from 1977, one of the newspaper in Israel, talking about some cultural media stuff. They wrote down just as a small side note kind of a thing that Mizeh Chodshayim, I'll read in Hebrew and I'll translate, Mizeh Chodshayim mitlachshim bechugei bohema vehatikshoret. In the past 2 months, some people in this bohemian groups and in the communication group and all this genre, those people are whispering with each other that Uri Zohar hafach leshomer mitzvot v'masoret. That Uri Zohar turned a little bit to become more observant, maybe now tradition and masoret is something that is important to him. And some, they say that whoever watched Mishet Safa, בתוכנית האחרונה של זה הסוד שלי, whoever watched the last episode of the TV show that he hosted called Ze HaSod Sheli, It's My Secret, which was a very old Israeli TV show where they would bring one person who had a secret and the audience had to try and, understand or reveal his secret with questions of yes and no. He was the host. They could see that he had a kippah וציציות הטלית קטן, and this small talit, the tzitzit going out of his shirt. They wrote it down. They had this illustrator or painter of him. You can see that they didn't really like it so much, and you can see there is this kind of negativism or even criticism from his own fellow artists or journalists to him, that back then it wasn't something that was so popular to become more religious and
in celebrities people, because there is a big movement in this time that people became more observant, but people from the television and people from singing and all of that, it was something
not so much popular.
And I think that something that we can remember and tell about him, that he decided not to
להיפרד מהעולם. Not to separate, not to say goodbye from his old world. Eventually he did, but at the beginning he tried to dance on both weddings. He tried to. You can see here with a kippah. In one of the interviews, again in the late 70s, we're talking about 1977, when he started to walk with a kippah, and he was again the most famous person in Israel probably back then, think about it. And he was in an interview with people, again, with a very much criticism. People asked him, and journalists, what are you sure? What happened to you? What has changed? Have you gone through any trauma? Have you gone through something? No one really accepted the fact that he could just really wanted to become observant and religious without any other motivation or secret behind it. He became a rabbi, and he got very close to the Haredi world. He became very, very close to, he moved from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. He stopped acting, he stopped hosting on TV, he stopped writing shows, and he really much dedicated his life to Torah, to tefillah. He had his own group of followers who continued with him. And one thing that he did continue was his very good friendship with Arik Einstein, which is something that he never gave up on, even though Arik sang in that song that you left me. You can see here, just before Priya will tell something amazing, that in Arik Einstein's funeral, which was 7 years ago, Uri Zohar said, "You sang on me, you left me, my friend," which is a quote from this song we just heard, "but you are the one who left before me," he says. And they were great, great friends until the last day of Arik Einstein. And also
they was a families, both of the two of the children of Uri Zohar and two of the children of Arik Einstein got married
together.
And they had nechadim.
They had grandchildren.
Together, and also aninim and
grandchildren together. They were in very, very good relation until the end of the day. And this is his funeral from last week. Many, many followers. You can see many black hats. Who would believe that a guy starting in movies and Tel Aviv seashore with the women and the girls and the very secular Tel Aviv of the beginning of the 70s would finish his life with many, many followers with black hats following him in Yerushalayim. The funeral was amazing. Not only Haredi guys came or men came to the funeral. That's just the picture, because most of them were. But there were many, many old friends of him from the 60s and 70s. One of the most amazing funerals could take place in Yerushalayim, in that you could just see both sides of both his life. When he was Uri Zohar and when he became Rabbi Uri Zohar, which is amazing to see it.
So something really beautiful that he did after that he became Chozer B'Tshuva, that he decided to take all of the dates of the people that died from the Israeli culture and to write the date in the Siddur and every Azkara,
every Yortzeit,
to say Kaddish, because he worried that nobody will say Kaddish on him. So all the friends that he had at this time, he wrote the date and say Kaddish every year, go to the funeral.
Yeah, he went to the funeral, he went to the unveiling, or he went to the cemetery,
and
whatever there was.
And Kaddish and Teilim about him, because he really...
Kaddish is a list with many actresses, many actors, passed away, and he used to say Kaddish on every neat friend that he had from that time. So this is a resort until 1977. This is Rabbi Uri Zohar afterward, and this is also the story maybe of Israel that can be revealed under...
Did he have any of his own children?
Sorry?
Did he have any of his own children?
Yes, he had his own children. Yeah, Priel said that there's two of his sons, two of Uri Zohar's sons married two of Ari Kainz's daughters. What, Martin?
Were they religious?
Yeah, they were. All the family came religious. Became observant together. Yes, all the family became religious. You see that in the lyrics. He said he became observant. He's studying Torah along with his wife and his kids. Arik Einstein is saying it about it. This is Arik. This is the story. Yeah, this is a story about Uri Zohar. And this is a song of Arik Einstein on his best friend. Even though it might seem from the song that he lost him, they still were very in very close in touch, and they communicated. They were very good friends. They spoke on the phone every time. But again, I think that we can say that his Uri Zohar story is also the story of Israel. Though you have both sides, you can see Tel Aviv on one side, you can see Yerushalayim on the other side, you can see the seculars on one side, you can see the Haredi world on the other side, and All of this was only in one person. So one amazing significant person. Here, yeah, one significant person. We will replay the song again. We'll, as usual, be here for questions afterwards if you have. Thank you very much all for coming tonight. And we will see you again next week on Monday, not on Tuesday. Monday, we're back to Mondays. 7:30 on Mondays with a new song and a new week. We're going to be here for more notes, comments, schmoozing, questions, whatever you have. If you have any questions, please stay at the end of the song. Thank you very, very much. Let's re-listen to the song.